WSAX 473-329. What's happening?
Not a whole lot. How you doing, 473?
Hey, Tim, it's Ron. Man, you're lucky. Heading home from work, I'm just heading to work.
All right, I copy that. You've been monitoring your radio. I've been calling you off and on a few times, but I know you're at work, but I figured you might be monitoring that. Copy?
Roger. No, I haven't had it at work. I just turned it on today, actually. I got that the H8 today. Driving in. I took that layoff for a while. That was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I didn't take it. I got asked a couple of times, but I didn't take it off. I took about 10 days off to go hunting on a hunting trip, though. But that was fun.
Yeah, that sounds good. Unfortunately, when I took the layoff, I, you know, expected to just kick back and relax, but I had a couple big oaks to cut down, and I had to do cutting wood and splitting wood. That was the whole time off for 2 weeks.
I copy that. That kind of work costs money. That costs money, that kind of work, and hard labor.
Oh, yeah, the oak was a pretty big tree, and yeah, there was some labor going on there.
Working in the plant there is hardly get a chance to do anything if you're working overtime. But, you know, hopefully you got the job all done, all cleaned up. You have enough wood for the winter, last year, the winter time.
The only thing is I don't have a fireplace. I sell it out front, but, yeah, I definitely have it stacked for quite a while now.
There you go. It'll pay off slowly if you sell enough of it. I guess you could have a nice fire outside if you got a little fire pit.
Oh, yeah, I got one of those. Yeah, it's nice. Pull out the driveway and got some cash when I see the empty spots. I know I got a little cash sitting there. My spending cash.
Yeah, that's always good. So you got you working on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm surprised they called Saturday, so I took that. Yeah, they cut our hours drastically, but you know, they're starting to come back again.
I was trying to get in for tomorrow, but so if you're not in TMS, we can't pay you. Talk to the hours guy. He told me, well, talk to the boss. Yeah, but after I talked to the boss, he's like, you're not in TMS, we can't pay you. I was like, okay. You've been working 6 days for how many years now? But it's all good.
Yeah, it was a big change. I went from, 12 hours, almost 7 days to 40 hours. That was, well, now we're doing 9 a day, so it's not too bad supporting production. But, yeah, I was surprised they called this Saturday. I got lucky because this was the last week that I had put in TMS, so I had to go back and throw some more in there.
Yeah, but, it'll come back slowly. Yeah, hopefully it'll. Who knows what's going on? Everything seems so shady now. You never know what's going on, and you find out at the last minute.
Yeah, that's the problem. My wife always says, don't you know what's going on? Nope.
Normally, everybody else finds out what's going on before we do. We just work there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, come on now, don't forget about us. We just got our sink fixed. It's been
around for 4.5 months. We were using buckets to wash our hands. I said, forget it. I went and took Bruce's golf cart, decided I'm going to do a PM on it. It was all pulled apart. I got the sink fixed within a day. All right, now copy that. So you had it, you're going to start at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock start, right?
Yeah.
I prefer the 3:30 start, but, yeah, 4 is, not too bad. Okay. All right, Rod. Good hearing from you, man. I called you a couple of times off and on, but, yeah, I didn't know you're on layoff, but, yeah, maybe we'll try you a little bit later on here. I'm just saying, I just got home here. All right, Tim. Well, you have a good one. Yeah, I'm going to get back driving again. All right, man. Always nice talking to you. I'll catch you another time. Don't work too hard at work either. Yeah, Tim, boy. I'm going to try not to. All right, buddy. WRNW 329, clear for now.
Just WSAA.